Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, coming up later this segment, will today be the day that Manzardo gets off the schneid? Will he even have the opportunity? I know Matt Derry has a thought on what they could do with Manzardo today to get him going as they go for that series win. We'll get to that plus in about 20 minutes. Former wrestling star at 75 years old, getting into it. Getting into it, and somebody challenged him to a fight. It's pretty sad all the way around, but that's why we have to play it here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Isn't SummerSlam coming to what's coming to
yes, Cleveland? Yes, it is.
Oh, you're going, Owen?
No.
What do you mean, no? I heard yesterday.
Things happening.
Okay,
guys.
I heard people were trying to get tickets yesterday. Somebody said the queue was 20,000 deep. So they're like, yeah, I'm probably getting shut out. Probably not going to be able to do this all day to try to get tickets.
I thought it was at Brown Stadium this year, SummerSlam.
I want to dwell on
what just happened.
Wait a second. What did you think I was saying there? Do we have to play the audio back? I said there were 20,000 in queue. You know what? I can understand me saying 20,000 and the queue would make him think that we were talking about.
I heard SummerSlam. And
yes. Still the gun to me.
Yeah.
In C-U-E.
Yes. As opposed to the other
Q.
Well, yeah.
What used to be the Q.
Yeah.
Q-U-I-C-K-E-N.
Either way, people were in line. Or online, depending on where you are.
We're not in New York. Yeah. We're in line.
And Q, I think, is Q-U-E-U-E. Yes. That's what we were talking about.
Now he's and listen to this guy. Now he's a dad at two. He's using big words.
Yeah. He's had to probably spell things in front of his children.
Mitch, do you know what it means?
You can't just say cookie. You have to spell.
I just want to make sure. Mitch is young. I don't know that he's had to do this because now, you know, he has this highfalutin job with the sports broadcasting company here. So he probably thinks he can get tickets. He doesn't have to wait in line or do any of that. So
I've gotten free tickets exactly one time since working here. And it wasn't to a sporting event.
What was it?
It was to that Wonderstruck concert festival last year.
And you didn't have to be in queue for that.
Oh. No, I did not.
All right. 216.
Which is Q104.
216. It's our sister station, and that is spelled differently. 216-474-0092. All right. So, look, we're picking up the pieces from yesterday's terrible loss. And I know. I was on the radio yesterday and earlier in the week with Daryl. I made a case that they could steal game one. Now I have to make the case that they can steal game two. It has to be a steal, right? They got to try to do this one way or another. Nothing's going to be handed to them. The hope is now that Boston has a cold shooting spell and that they don't give the same amount of effort that they gave in game one. Do you think that's a possibility? Because I do have one number here that is not just a growing concern. It could be the end of JB Bickerstaff. But before I get to that, Matt, is there a quick fix here? Is there something they can do? We all know that the Celtics, when they're at the top of their game, they're a more talented team. They've got all this size. Everybody can shoot the three. But is there something JB can point to? Is there something Donovan can point to?
Well, number one, no zone. I know that was a fun attempt at the end of the game last night, but let's not do that. What I'm worried about is their best player didn't even have a good game. I mean, Jason Tatum is what, a top 10 guy in the league?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, some may say top five. I don't think so, but didn't make a three, 18 points on 7 of 19 shooting, and they still won by 25. That's the concern. If I'm JB Bickerstaff, I just want him to be more physical. I mean, they were minus 17 on the glass last night. That's not going to cut it. I mean, they've got to rebound. They got to be tougher. I mean, maybe Jared Allen gets back at some point soon because that's what they need. But they were not tough enough. It looked like they were, like you said, riding the high of winning that first series and all of a sudden have to hop on a plane and get to Boston. It looked a little wobbly and a little woozy. And someone else other than Donovan Mitchell has got to start making some shots. And Garland and Mobley are really, really good players. So they got to look the part tomorrow night.
They do. They do. And it just seems like they have been easily rattled when it comes to just what they do on the road. And so, you know, this is what I get to. It just is very alarming. And I saw Keith, you know, had the number from yesterday about just the road woes, not just this year. And you go back to last year and you can go to the play-in games. I mean, 0-11 in road games for JB Bickerstaff in the postseason. Why is that? Especially when a big part of that number is Donovan Mitchell. And when you have a veteran like Donovan leading your team, it's hard to fathom going winless on the road in the playoffs.
You'd figured you'd steal a few, a couple. It's not easy when on the road. Look, Orlando didn't win on the road in the first series, and they won three games. So, you know, it was tough for them. And yes, Cavs crowd is as good as any arena in the league. It's loud. They're into it. The guys feed off of it. That's fine. But you got to have that mentality a little bit too to you know, kind of be the badasses and go on the road and quiet a crowd down. I think Donovan Mitchell has that. Also has a lot of talent too, which helps. But you're right. Garland and Mobley looked a little soft last night. And that's got to change because we could sit here and go, oh, Max Strus, and they need to play Marcus Morris more, and I want to see more of Sam Merrill. No, your meal ticket guys, the guys that have been, you know, in rookie games and all-star games, those are the guys you still need your best guys to step up. And I think that's what we got to see tonight. Darius Garland can't have 14-5 in game two. They're going to lose again if that happens.
All right, Keith Britton tweeted out that Cavs in six road games over the last two postseasons, 0-6. Here's the startling number. Average margin of defeat, 20.3 yeah. points per game. So it's not as if you're just losing
a close
one.
They're not even in the game. Right, they're not even in the game.
You almost are so mentally out before you even get on the court. That is very problematic. And I do wonder if it's, we were banking in that trade for Donovan Mitchell, a trade that I thought made sense. I thought you had to do it. It's rare you get a chance to bring somebody as good as Donovan Mitchell in. With that said, one thing we wondered about from moment one of that trade, do the two timelines match up? And what I mean by that is Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, their maturation, will it match up with Donovan Mitchell quicker than you're hoping, you know, as quickly as humanly possible? And instead, you got guys like Darius Garland and Evan Mobley, they look shell-shocked when things start going poorly. Are they just too young? And I know that's not bothered Anthony Edwards because he's young and he's like turning into the best player in the NBA right before our eyes. But they all can't be that good, right? They all can't be that young and talented and good. And right now, Darius and Evan, they get a little rattled.
You can't, you know, I see what you're saying, but like this team was a win away from finishing with the two seed. So it's like we're sitting here going, can it work? Is this the right mix? It has to be. They almost won 50 games, and you're right, tanked in game 82.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To get the magic where they could have been the two. So, like, they're good. This is a good team. That's why what makes no sense is that when they go on the road, they turtle. That's what makes no sense. I mean, the thing that I like about Minnesota, and you just said it, Anthony. I mean, I loved watching them. Their swagger in Denver the other night when they just went in there and they're like, we're tearing this place up. And it's like, that's the defending champs. That's Jokic. That's Jamal Murray. Veteran players. And they just went in there and just dropped their pants. I mean, it was just like unbelievable. And Cavs went in there last night. You could see it early. It's like, all right, Donovan's carrying us. Got a 2-point lead. But they gave up 40 in the first quarter with no fight. That's what
they're down 12-2 a minute into the game. Let's go to the phones. Jim in Strongsville, next up on The Fan. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hey, guys. Look, Derry, I think that's the misconception. I think this was a great team. And when they had that string of, what was it, 18 and 19 or whatever, that was a great team. If you take that out and you kind of spread that out and average out what they were the rest of the year, look, I'm not convinced that this team could have beaten anybody except, and I have mad respect for Orlando as a team. I'm not sure that they get out of the first round if they had to play anybody else. This team is what it is. This is what they've been. You got Garland and Mitchell, who you're not sure if they fit together. Mobley, if Mobley doesn't get stronger, and I'm not even saying bulk up, but get stronger, he's going to be a nothing. He's got to develop into that. And Darius Garland, he's another guy who's just not a strong player. You know, and if he's not shooting well, which he hasn't been, he's not getting it done. So right now you've got a bunch of role players along with Donovan Mitchell, and that's really, I mean, in all honesty, that's what you have going on right now. And I don't know that you can get it done. I think that's why it's amazing what Brunson's doing in New York right now, because I don't know that his role players are any better than the Cavs' role players, but they seem to be performing, and our guys aren't. So I just think this team is what it is. I'm not going to get upset about this because this is what they've been the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. This is when the going gets tough, everybody with Mitchell kind of goes in their shell. That's just – I think it's – and you guys are expecting stuff out of these guys. This might just be their personalities, man. I mean – look, it's not like all
well, that's
the
Jim. That's hold on. That's the scary part, because we wondered the Mitchell trade, and I remember writing the notes down the minute they made the trade. I had the good and the bad, and I capitalized the good, but the bad I wrote very teeny tiny because I wanted the trade. I wanted a guy the caliber of Donovan Mitchell. I did wonder if Donovan was going to stunt the growth a bit of Darius and Evan Mobley. And I don't know, maybe people would say, no, it's not true. He hasn't stunted their growth at all. It's just they're not good enough. I don't know. I saw two very promising players right away. And now with Donovan Mitchell playing with them, it's not as promising. Their trajectory seems to have changed.
That might actually, yeah. I mean, no, go ahead, Jim.
No, I think it has. And look, I mean, honestly, I hate to say this. Like, but Darius got hit in the face last night. I thought that was it for that guy. I mean, he is so... How did he get hit in the head so much?
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
We talked about that earlier.
I know. I think Jim was going to say something else.
I know.
And
I
then
know.
Walked it back because it. I think, a lot of the football guys that were getting in on the discussion earlier were talking about how not tough the NBA players are. And I think I know what a bunch of the football guys are thinking about somebody like Darius when they see him always on the floor.
I feel like we're in a time warp, talking late 80s, early 90s Cavs. Seriously, talking about soft, talking about not tough enough. Those teams never had a Donovan Mitchell. They didn't. They did not have a superstar. Yeah, Doherty, Nance, Price all made All-Star games, but they didn't have the caliber of
Price
star.
Price was All-NBA. I'm told when Nick Wilson and I have gotten into heated debates about who could play in this era, and you know, Mark Price gets brought up. He would always maintain that he was at one point second team All-NBA or first team All-NBA?
I think he was second team. Isaiah and Stockton were always ahead of him, always. But I think he's Yeah, he was very good, but he's not Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell to me is a superstar, and you can't waste these years. I mean, I think the coach will be gone. Look, that's how the league works. Giannis has fired two coaches, all right? Magic fired coaches. Jordan fired coaches.
Two coaches. LeBron does that before breakfast.
Right, exactly. I mean, David Blatt, and let's keep going. So, Frank Vogel, well, you know, welcome to this party. Donovan will get to pick his coach, but, like, it's not – I didn't watch last night and say, oh, Jamie Bickerstaff should have played this guy, or – why not try this? Or why didn't they run two guys at Tatum?
I'd say that's the hard part about this. That is the hard part of this. There is no quick fix there. The fix that I think me and you are on the same page on is physicality.
Right.
You know, at least making sure that the Celtics know that you're going to compete. They don't have any respect for you after that game.
I mean, Luke Kornet, 10 rebounds, 6 offensive and a plus 12 off the bench. That cannot happen. Put a body on
it. Just the fact that you've mentioned Luke Kornet probably 25 times today,
oh, my
Matt,
God, I'm obsessed.
Tells you all you need to know about that game. Because that guy should not be a factor in this series.
He and Peyton Pritchard punked us last night. They did.
Yeah, and those are not the guys. Like, when we warned everybody about the Boston Celtics, those were not guys that we were sitting there talking about at all.
No.
So it was, from the top on down, it was just, when I hear the term outclass, that's exactly what went on. I almost think that's understating it. By the way, Mark Price, 1993.
Was he?
All NBA first team.
Wow. All right. I stand corrected. That's impressive.
I've got it right here. That's right. First team. What a year. 1993, your Cavs at 54-28.
Finally, the colors make sense.
Early best of five win in the opening round over New Jersey when they were playing in Newark. They would then advance to play the Bulls, and the rest is history. They got swept. You're all NBA first team. Would you like me to finish the list?
Yeah,
that
do
year.
It.
You add Mark Price, Michael Jordan.
Heard of him.
Hakeem Olajuwon at center, and this is, you know, they're not doing this anymore where they're doing it by position.
Right.
Karl Malone and Charles Barkley.
That's insane.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Stockton and Dumars, the second team guards.
See, I always thought Stockton.
Would you like to know the third team guards?
Please.
Tim Hardaway and Drazen Petrovic.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
That dude could play. Oh my gosh.
So Mark Price, some respect there. We had him on second team. He was first team.
That was one of the best series I ever saw. It was Cavs Nets. It's gotta be in the '90s. Yeah, Derek Coleman, Kenny Anderson, Petro. Those were fun times.
Yeah. Mark Price took an elbow to the face and you asked him.
He that. Did once.
Yeah, Rick and Moore knocked him out.
It was very uncomfortable. It was a stupid way to ask the question. We play that in some of the opens. That's neither here nor there. When we come back, we do have baseball today. A beautiful 110 start over at Carnegie in Ontario. Will we get the first hit from Manzardo today? Will he even play in the game? Matt Derry has a suggestion for the guy that hands in the lineup card. That's coming up straight ahead here on Sports Radio 92.3, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.